Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it hot. The grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass never greener on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna buy money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's greenly low on the mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's greenly law and the mafia head. Ain't shit. Always spitting better, better than my last verse. If I hit it from the back, I make that ass hurt. I know life is a bitch, so I bagged her. It's Mr. Voy, you flush, put a mad work. Beef was smoky the bag. I'm burning mad trees. Can't stop me, niggas behind me. Like my ass cheese. Stay, snog, I'm ball. Just like an athlete, and I'm gon' fuck all you. Pushes into your ass, squeeze. Green leaf is in a building. The mafia's in a building. Ace Station, favorite villain. Your villain, cause I be killing. I kill them, cause thus they get them. I get them, and I reveal them. Feeling is I'm a villain. They feel them, but they ain't feel them. Know me. I'm an all star nigga. Kobe and a nigga OG. About my bread like bologna. Icy like Snowy. I remember was only me and my homies. And we had to get the Dobie Roadie. I could get a lot, but I ain't get enough.
No.
Not in the deer meat, but I could get a buck.
Buck.
My team is all I got, I never give it up.
Ooh. Give it up.
Make it to the top, and we gon' live it up. I said the grass never greener on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's greenly low on the mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never greener on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's greenly raw and the mafia.
Yeah, hey, so I was shit. Never gonna make it, huh? Tell the truth, you was a hater, man, bitch. I wrote this just for you. See, it's chicken heads, snitches, and bitches of your caliber. You'll never be a duchess, you don't know the fuck how. I speak in terms of royalty, not talking tobacco. 2 minute warning, watch the angle I tackle. You wasting your time, praying on my downfall. I came out the womb winning. I'm designed to ball, bitch. Shit out of luck, Dutch step the game up. Thank you for the fame bump. I got the green leaf touch, had to turn the movement up a little louder. Learn the ladies' grip. Now I'm about to build a tower, huh? I keep it militant, respect, money, power. You keep worrying on how to move downward. I choose not to fuck with lions. With the hearts of cowards, they got the game.
Gucci, y'all, you already welcome to the world green.
We getting real life.
It is I am her, the Duchess, aka Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. For those who are just tuned in tonight is Greenleaf News. We're gonna talk about downtown loud on day. Shot.
We shot.
We talking about some Greenleaf News tonight. Some worldly topics that, you know, may be affecting communities individually. So we're going to do that. If you don't know already, if you want to get your music played in the world of green, we do play music in between, you know, us talking shit. You know, we do play music and commercials and things like that if you have them. So if you're interested in, you know, having your song played, you know, you want to hear your music playing in your cars and, you know, on your TV sets, et cetera. You know, send your music, MP3s only to greenleafeverything@gmail.com. And we can give you details on how you get it played. If you want to get a Mac in the magazine, they also have a very old magazine that plays videos and commercials as well. Yes, in the magazine. So if you'd like to get you joined in there, you can send your bio along with your photos. Please try to get them as professional as possible along to Greenleaf Everything. I'm sorry, Greenleaf Magazine at gmail.com. Everything's green. It's Greenleaf Everything. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my twin in.
What's up? How you doing?
Great. That's great to hear.
Shout out to everybody tuned into the building tonight. We appreciate you. Everybody getting those archives up or listening on their computer. I appreciate that because we work hard over here, and hard work is what we do. Today is Sunday.
They requested it. And normally we're supposed to be doing it already and haven't been. But they requested that I repost like the shows for the week. Because, you know, they say some, you know, with Twitter it's so or often, or with Facebook it's so often that
they don't see something.
Right, and they have to keep scrolling back all the way back. Well, you know, she could be, you could just go to my fucking page.
True story.
But I'll do that
stuff. I'm very proud of you.
So I said I'll be doing that on Sunday night, so after the show. I'll
get,
post everything
you did for me. You got my twin's attention on that. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a good job. Oh, my God. It's such a good... Oh, my... So much new things going on in the world of green. 2016 is going to be even more busier because we have so much more new stuff that's coming to front. Expect to see Greenleaf Magazine available as well, and where magazine is, you know what I mean? Expect to see the magazine, expect to see the TV show. So, put that out there, you know what I mean? A lot more Mafia Day 50-50 shows, a lot more videos. It's going to be a little bit of everything. The cartoon will be available. That's going to be a little part of that. And if y'all like it, we'll just make a little sign for y'all. You all ready? How you feel about all this new stuff that's coming to front? Like, we visioned it, and now it's coming to front. How you feel about that, huh? I feel marvelous.
I'm very
proud of you.
I feel like I'm adding on more work every day. And, you know, I guess for a private business owner, you know, that's a good thing to be adding on more work every day. It's not easy. And I plan for this year to, you know, kind of settle my brain a little bit more because I feel like, this year right here, this ending, I feel like everything, we got so many blessings that came with us, like, bow, 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 bow. And I feel like, you know, at the end of the year, I just want to sit down with my twin and, you know, just take a breather and get ready for the next year and, you know, I want to have more of a better format, you know, for you guys who, because we do a lot of shit and we all over the place. You know, and you see a little bit of everything everywhere. So I want you to see all of it all the time, everywhere. You know, I want it sprinkled a little bit heavier. So I say, you know, more promotion. And for those who say, yo, y'all kill it with promotion, just imagine what's going to happen if I think we still need more promotion.
Right. More promotion. Yeah. It's definitely going to be more promotion. And on top of that, I want to preach this out there and put this out there because we actually been looking at it. Actually been looking at it behind the scenes and everything. So we also, 2016, should expect some FM radio as well. So we got a lot of stuff coming to y'all.
A lot more creed.
A lot more creed, and that's just we warmed up. We just warming up. That's why I say expect a lot more performances. Expect a lot more music videos. Expect another CD. We might release the album 2016. So
there's no might.
No, I said the album, not a mixtape or CD. We might release the album.
What's the
debut?
What's the thing? He always throws some shit in there, yo. And I'm just supposed to follow you blindly, like.
What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
What
are you talking about?
Like,
oh my God.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Apologize for that. But
so for the new year, I still feel like, you know, so we could get to some. I feel like one of the major problems and I want to speak about our own community until I can get to some other communities up. I see the major one of the major problems in Pennsylvania, where the station is actually stationed at, is you know, a lot of homelessness. You know, and I see you know, a lot of people homeless. And the sad part is that where are they going? Because here, you know, in Harrisburg, like, it's against the law. Like, you can't sleep in the train station, can't sleep on, you know, outside, you can't. So, like, I'm just like, well, where the fuck are they going? And then the shelters, you know, they, so I'm told, or, you know, packed, or, you know, you got to meet certain requirements. And one time I just did a test, I called a shelter just to see, as a black woman who, you know, didn't have any problems and just, you know, needed some place to stay, how easy it would be for me to get in a shelter. And the question is that she was asking me, like, you know, do you have a record? Do you, you know, have you ever been beaten and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like, why the fuck do you need to know all of that shit to determine whether or not, right? I said I need some place to sleep. I didn't say nobody beat me. I didn't say nothing. Why do you need to know all of that? At least let me get there in the warmth and ask me, you know, when I get there, like, why the fuck are you, you know, grilling me before I even get there? So I want to kind of, other than the diabetes and the cancer thing, because I want to work on that as well, but in the new year, I want to kind of see where, what we could do to help in our community as far as the homelessness. And, you know, I can say they do have very good, feeding programs, because if you're homeless and you can't eat, they will feed you mm-hmm. out here. They make sure you got something to eat, but someplace to live. I would like to, you know, one day build like maybe a boarding house or something in Harrisburg, or maybe one of the houses that are not being used, and kind of, you know, run that. But, and not just for the men or not just for the women, but for families who don't want to be separated because they don't have nowhere to live. And I think part of that, you know, type of environment I would create, I would also make it where if you have a pet, you can bring your pet, because none of them, shelters and they don't let you bring your fucking dog or bring your cat. And these are family members. So I figured, like, if you could create the shelter less like a boarding room where it's like 10, 15 beds, but more like a studio type of thing. It's like a small studio, and give you time frame. Like, you get to stay there for 30 days, and it's you and your entire family, and that would include your pet or whatever and this and that. And after the 30 days, if you ain't got no place to go, then, you know, if someone else needs it worse than you, then you may have to leave. But we helped you for 30 days. The goal is at the end of 30 days that you have a crib, you have some place to go.
I mean, I agree. I feel like it should come with, like, you go to the shelter, it should have available places for you to work and jobs available. They should have something like that. Like, know what I mean? Like, even if it's something simple, like, anybody could put something inside of a box. Anybody could do this. And something simple.
Cleaning up.
Like, shit like that. Like, they should have a job. And, like, know what I mean? Like, you should help them get their place. I feel like, or like a Section 8 program available.
Well, I feel like, let's speak on that too, as far as Section 8 is concerned. I feel like the owners or the runners of Section 8 is fucked up. But Section 8 is like, you got to be God to get that, or to get on there, or you're on there for years and years and you never get called. But once you get it, it's like an excellent tool to have. Like, you get money once you get it. But the problem is actually getting it. And, you know, I would want to know, you know, what fucking criteria you guys using for people to have it available. This is 2016. I know people who still waiting for it.
15 years ago.
From 98, 99, still waiting for my
savings.
You still waiting?
We don't
fuck out of here. You still waiting?
It's coming. It'll be here. That's fucked up. I know people housed in the same situation. Yeah, you get it in 10 years, you'll get it. Suppose your number changed. Suppose you don't have the same contact info. That's that's the fucked up situations that go on nowadays, though. Thank God that, fortunately, we're not in that situation, but that's deep.
Another thing that, you know, I feel like as far as community-wise, too, I want to speak on, you know, the portion where it concerns you, keeping your community clean. Like, it's important. Like, if you have a dog or whatever and everybody have dogs on the block, don't be just letting your dog shit wherever and, you know, not caring about your community, because you might be like, well, I don't give a fuck about this block, but leave your block for a minute, go to the store or something, and come back on your block and just walk down the block like you didn't live there. And see if you feel like your block is clean enough. Like, do you, you know, I would never have, especially if I'm on a block where, you know, I fuck with the neighbors. If I'm walking and my neighbor got something in his yard or something thrown in the grass, whatever, I ain't going to just walk past it. I'm picking it like Jay Reef. He got something in the yard or whatever. Right. Or Uncle G got something in the yard or thrown in the grass. I'm going to pick it up. I want your shit to look right, too. I don't want to just, you know, and if Uncle G and JV, the same thing. If they see we got something in the yard or something in the grass, whatever, they're going to pick it up and throw it away. It's about helping each other, because your kids are growing up on these blocks. Just think about when you're not home and somebody else's kid gets in trouble, when maybe the school has to come out and the school is judging the neighborhood, you know what I mean, for whether or not it's good enough for the kid to live there, and your house is all fucked up, got shit thrown on, you know what I'm saying? Just bringing down the quality of the block. And when they turn into the block, they didn't get a chance to see the rest of the block. Your house was the first shit they seen. They like, oh, no.
Hell no. Look at that.
Fuck no. Whatever. You fucked that up from your quality. And then, like, hoarders, too. I can't stand that either. Like Mike, with all that shit all over the fucking porch. You got all your shit all over the porch. You know, come on.
Right.
You're fucking up the quality of life. That's quality of life, dude. You cannot
do it. All right. Trying to get people to watch your kids and shit.
There you go.
Like, nah, my G. It's not happening. We do something completely different. We're not into that service. We don't offer that.
Well, what do you feel about neighbors, like, since we're talking about the community, again, about neighbors who need that extra help, who need, you know, they might go to the store or whatever, and you know for a fact that they will, as a parent, go to the store and leave their fucking baby in the store, in the house, by themselves, unattended, watching fucking cartoons until they come back because they feel like, this is a community block and everybody knows my child on the block, and, you know, if somebody comes to the door, she knows who to answer the door for and who not to answer the door for. What if that neighbor that you think is so cool and your community neighbor, whatever, has a fucking nut-ass son who comes to your house when you go to the store, who the little kid knows and lets in, and some shit you don't want to happen happens in there. Like, I'm saying one thing, and then I'm saying something else, but let me explain both. I'm saying, yes, be neighborly, be, you know, stick with your community, help clean up, help raise each other's kids and things like that, but there's a level where you have to draw the line and say, okay, I'm not going to let no neighbor come in my fucking house when I'm not here and my child is here unattended. I don't know you. I don't care how much our kids play together and chill together. I don't know you.
I agree.
And I'm not going to just allow you. I know when I was younger, we was taught, do not let nobody in this house when I'm not here.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
Nobody.
Uncle,
nobody.
And I listened to that, 100. Right. Nobody. And my uncles and my aunts, they didn't even bother coming over there. Because I know I'm going to have to tear your ass up because you ain't going to let me. I'm not letting you ask. I'm not going to get in trouble because you want to get in. I'm not doing it. And my neighbors may come, neighbors that I chill with every day may come and knock on the door. Look, my mom and dad's not here. They said, well, when they get back. And when my dad would come back, oh, so-and-so came. You let them in? No. Well, you could have let him in. No, That's not what you said.
Mm-hmm. Said, don't let nobody in. I ain't let my uncle in. He was like, Paul, he's like, I know you went there. I got to take a shit. You better open up this damn door.
ain't open up the door. Get out of here. That's cool. That's cool. I deal with the ass whooping. That's cool.
What do you say about a person who is overly aggressive with their children and who you know personally, you know, they get their ass whipped for every little thing. And so, you know, this particular time the parent goes overboard, and I feel like there's some parents who go overboard with beating their kids too. And the parent, now this is your man, and he going overboard fucking his kid up. Would you say something?
Hell yeah, I will. Hell yeah. I don't give a fuck if especially if it's my man's, I'm going to say something. I say something to a fucking stranger. Get out of here. That's a kid right there.
I was at your place. I'm going to say something. That's one thing, because
you ain't going to do it in front of me.
A kid can't speak up for themselves, but you as a parent put yourself in that position. You disciplining your son, and he been acting up all day. And when you walk in the store, nobody don't know that he's been acting up. Nobody don't know that he's been acting up all day. And you tired of it, and you can't act up in the store. And somebody like you said something. What you going to do? Now, you can't very well say you going to curse them out, because you just said that you would say something to somebody that you don't know, because that's a kid.
Let me tell you something. It's a way that you discipline your kid. Like, I can understand somebody, you slapped them, you did something. Yeah, that's disciplining them, whatever you did. But if you whipping their ass, like, to a point that is like, that's, you know, when you see something like, all right, that's OD.
Again, it's their kid.
You ain't going to be whipping their ass like that in front of me.
Well, my dad was a firm believer of I never did nothing to get my ass beat like
right.
that. But he was a firm believer of do not say shit when I'm disciplining my child. I don't give a fuck what I'm saying. And my dad was the type that, you know, his voice is loud, his voice is deep. He curses when he, you know what I mean, when he's disciplining. And a lot, what? A lot of white people saying, hey, you know, sir, that's kind of, what? You're getting cursed out all the way to where I would be like, damn, man. But he took that. He was very offended by, and that, you know, he's old school. So, you know, when people say now, oh, you better mind your damn business, I understand, because I come from a parent like that. Mind your business. But at the same time, if he saw a kid getting fucked up, he would say something.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, that kid has no right. Did somebody say something to you?
Hey, I mean, I agree to that. But if, like I'm saying, if that person is ODing, you cursing at your kid, you slapping them in the face, you punching them, you putting them in the corner, keep slapping them in the face, nah. You're not going to do all of that shit in front of me. I don't give a fuck. That's your kid, your brother, your sister, nephew. I don't give a damn. Niece, not going to do that in front of me. We got about 21 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, now, my question is, what do you say to the people who say, well,
what? It's the same question. What would you do if you see somebody just, all right, let's see. Even better, one titty. Seeing the store with Lil Hill, Lil Shorty Hill, seeing the store, and she on her shit one day, and he wanted something, so he started acting up in the store. And, like, you know what I mean? She told him no. He crying and everything. So she just started whipping his ass, like, grabbing him up. She choked him, slapping him in the face and all that, just because he was screaming and acting up. Or he did whatever he did. Or you don't even know the situation, he did something. But you see him choking him, slapping him up, cursing at him, spitting, all of that. What you going to do?
Want to be a honey?
What?
I would tape it, and then I would send it to Shorty's phone.
Even if it, all right.
I would tape it, and I would call him.
What if it's his mom?
I would call him and I would tell him, yo, she in the store. I'm getting ready to say something. She in the store fucking him up. You want me mind my business or you want me to say something?
You ain't have his number. Or he is in the joint.
Then I wouldn't say nothing if that's his mom.
What about grandma? Even if she's smoking and something.
You're not related to me. Like, that's not my business. That's not my business. 100, because if that's the mother or the grandmother, they have those rights. It's fucked up, but they have those rights. Discipline. And I don't know the whole story. Who am I to step in to say something? But at the same time, I'm going to make sure that Shorty knows. So that would be my reason for taping it, because I want to know from this incident right here, was this acceptable for you? And he'd be like, no. Okay, so I was going to say something. Would I have been right to have done that? Yeah, then, okay. Next time,
right.
It's Turner.
Right. Oh, I'm going to get your permission first. I'm not just going to say, because you know what? I've seen that happen. I've defended somebody thinking that I was doing something, a little kid, and I had the parent turn on me like, well, that's his aunt. She could have just, I'm going to get you, bruh. And you saying that's his aunt, and I'm around this little kid every fucking day. Like, the aunt's not around every day. You know what I mean? I'm doing most of the disciplining when the aunt's not there, and this particular time the aunt was there and chose to discipline did that. And, you know, she gave me, like, that's not your nephew. That's my nephew. That's my wackle. That's your nephew. And
I would tell him.
And called the sister who was supposed to be her people and was, like, basically telling her, like, we out here over the young boy because after he did something like that, and I fucked him up and, you know, got his beef. And she was like, that's his aunt. So, what? Okay. Well, you and his raggedy ass, it both failed there. Then a couple weeks later, he was doing something in the street, and it was just me. I didn't say nothing. I let him do it, and I walked past to stay out of it, because as far as I'm concerned, you put me out of it. All
right.
And then she came to me later, because he got hurt in the situation, was like, well, damn, you could have disciplined. And had you had stopped him, that wouldn't have happened. Like, you're supposed to be like his aunt. Oh, but I'm not his aunt.
I'm not his aunt. That's his aunt.
Right.
Wait. So I fell back off the situation. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had it.
I'm not his aunt.
You know what I mean? That's his aunt. You don't like the way I step into discipline. You know, so I'm not stepping in, period. You got it. Let his aunt do it.
I'm my damn business. That's not a problem. Yeah, what do you say about being a godparent? I think godparent is so, I love the name. I love it to be called that and to have the feeling of a true story. If you don't go to that church and get that shit in paper, it's really null and void, because being a godparent is usually, you know, your best friend's kid or whatever. And what the fuck happens when you and the best friend stop fucking with each other, because now I don't want you doing that with my baby and fuck you and What about the kid? If you make somebody their godparent, like, I took my godparent seriously. Like, it wasn't a game. That was my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I never really had, like, well, I had a godfather, yes, I did. But, you know, I took them seriously, and I guess that situation never happened because my mom or dad never got into, like, an argument with them and was like, oh, no, these are not your godparents no more or whatever. But people like to play around with that. And label
fat people.
Well, it's not just that. It's just like another situation other than her. I was a godparent to somebody, and the situation didn't work out. And I could have still played that role, but it would have made, you know, things uncomfortable. So what happens again to that child? Now, in the situation you're talking about, he's probably right, but he's probably like 2 or 3. How can I play that role if I don't fuck with your mother? How can I godparent you if I don't fuck with your mother? How can I go pick you up if I don't even speak to your mother? I'm supposed to just get, well, how does that work? You want somebody to still, you would still let somebody to come take your child and do whatever if you didn't fuck with them? Like, 100, me and you stop speaking forever. Never, ever, we never going to speak. That is ever. Hey, this, sorry, it's never going to happen. But we never speak again. And you say to me, I don't want you with my young boy anymore.
Like, I'm just saying, you just say, you said that. And he's crying to come with me. But for whatever circumstances, you don't want him around me. You made me godmother. You don't want me around. You don't want me around. Or let's say switch it around. I'm supposed to be godmother. We not speaking, and he's crying to come with me, and I don't want to come get him because me and you not speaking.
That's fuck shit.
That's technically, that's fuck shit, because the kid really ain't got nothing to do with it. When you decide to make somebody the godparent, it's like you knocked them up. You, that's they, y'all got that together. Y'all entitled on that. Like, so.
So, let me ask you this. Am I wrong if, okay, you supposed, that's supposed to be my godson, and me and you don't fuck with each other no more, and you never technically said, don't come around, you know what I mean? Or stop fucking with, you never technically said that. But me, as just a human being, I chose to leave the whole situation alone because I don't see how I could have a life with your son, and I'm not, I don't want to ever fuck with you again.
Right.
Like, you a slime-ass bitch. I don't want to fuck with you. Right. So you raising my godchild to have your slime-ass ways. Get the fuck out of here. No matter what I teach him, when he leaves, you understand what I mean? When I leave, he going to get back to the slime shit because that's what's being preached and pushed in your head. So I feel like, why should I spend the rest of my life trying to beat into your head what she trying to push in it? I don't know. So does it make me slime because I, as a godmother, I felt like I played a great role and, you know, he understood who I was and things of that nature, which he was a baby. So now when you get 5 or 6, if you remember who I am and you want to see me and I'm still not fucking with, but she was that wrong of me to be like, nah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Was I, I'm just basically saying, like, was I wrong?
Nah, because if you're not fucking with somebody for a reason, like, yo, I can't fuck with this person because when I see him, like, I'm smashing his face in. Like, I'm gonna reconstruct his whole shit.
No,
like,
I didn't feel that way. It wasn't like that. So you said it should have been that. I didn't feel that way where I feel I want to smash your face in. I just feel like
I can't fuck with you no more.
Like, I don't want to be your friend.
I can't fuck with you no more, you slime.
I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want.
Are you slime?
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right. I'm not dealing with that.
Why would I not want to fuck with you unless you were slime? Like, you might, I have to be really close to you for you to make your child my godson big. Like, I didn't just say, oh, yeah, I'm his godmother.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You don't appoint yourself as somebody's godmother. You don't just say that. You appointed me that. You gave me that. Okay.
Facts.
Right. You gave me that. So, and I'm just saying, if it was given to me, but it was never really taken from me, like, you never came out and said, yeah, godmother no more. I just stop. I don't know.
Stop yourself out of the situation.
Right. I'm just saying, does that make me fucked up? He's taking that long?
I mean, I got to think about the situation because I can't say yes because certain people would be like, hey, yo, I'm not fucking with you, period. And I could have had, even if I wasn't the godparent,
well,
I could have had a relationship.
Could I have still had made a way to make that work?
Yeah. Kinda.
How? How do you foresee that? Show me, explain to me.
I'm thinking of it.
How I could get your fucking son without wanting to say a word to you. And I'm not the baby's mother. And I want to come to your crib and pick him up. No talking, no say shit to me. Have him ready. I'm coming to get him, and I'm going to bring him back.
I will call that person, and we will have that conversation like, hey, yo, I'm not fucking with you no more. This is what it is, but blah, blah, blah. And they can make the decision if they're going to allow me to do it or not. But I will have that talk. I would have that talk with them, like, yo, I'm not fucking with you no more, yo, 100, son, but this is my baby, and I'm going to see my baby. I still want to be there for my baby, and that's what's going to happen. So you Can I or can I not?
Well, I felt like I'm not asking. I'ma just make the decision. What is your stupid face for? Slanderizer, he got more important things to do, so we ain't bringing him in no more because he always got something else for him. Well, football's more important than Greenleaf Network, so we don't need to be dealing with all that nonsense. So, I don't know, Slim. Now he makes me feel some sort of way because the new year is coming, and I want to make sure for the new year that, you know, all my dots and T's is crossed. And it kind of bothers me because I miss my young boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I miss my young boy. So, what do you say to people like me?
I feel your pain.
Not a pain. I just miss my young boy.
I know. That's pain.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I feel, that's your pain right there. I feel your pain. I understand the situation, but 100, matter of fact, 1,000, I'm keeping 1,000 right now. Some motherfuckers is very hard to deal with. Like if somebody slimed you and they stole from you, like, how do you really mess with that person in a situation? Because, like, this is somebody that you would basically lend what they stole from you. Like, they could have held on to the shit, but not still. But that person stole from you, and you know that y'all fuck with each other like that. You could actually held it down.
You are sliming me first, then stole
from me. Right. Like, so that's like, I can't.
So put bread on your table.
I can't, like, know what I mean? Like, I thought we was eating off the same table. That's basically what I thought.
Until I was eating too much.
It's all good, though. So I can't call you slime, but I still should say you could have made a better attempt.
Me?
Yeah.
You could have soda. It's soda house.
You want to.
Okay. I got you. Well, I don't know. It's never.
Don't make no attempt that makes anybody. Don't do no attempt that makes anybody uncomfortable with the situation. Mean it. Don't bring me in this bullshit because I ain't fucking.
I just feel like it's trying to say something now gives you the chance to be like, nah.
So, you know, which means would say to me that you didn't take saying this is don't give titles that you're not serious with because I took that title seriously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then at the same time, I guess I got to look at Twin's point of view because he's saying, I guess trying to say to me, Twin, if you took it seriously, then you should have tried harder to maintain your title. But then at the same time, what do you say about this? What do you say about the kids? I want to say kids because that's usually what it is, who have kids. And then they say to their best friends, oh, you the godmother, you know, because they buying shit or they, you know, buying the Pampers, buying this, buying that. But technically, unless you actually go to church and actually put that on paper, that God shit, godparent shit don't mean nothing. Honey, it's just verbal words.
They just talking. And what else?
Because when you a real god, when you a real godparent, you're supposed to go to church, you know, have it done, get baptized. It's supposed to be a religious type of thing, and you know that's supposed to be a real situation. That's in stone, and the only other person, or the only person that I actually seen do it, God bless the dead. My godmother, Grace, she was the best godmother in the world. And I was scared of water. And once I got too old to, like, get my head dunked, because as a baby, you know, they dunk your head. And then when you get older, I mean, as a baby, they just put the water in your head. When you get older, they got to push your head all the way underneath. And I never would agree to do that. Now, I'm not doing that. But 100, her oath was, I will be your godmother, and nobody else in this world will be her. We ain't playing those games, whether me and your mom don't ever speak again or whatever.
I'm your godmother.
Right. And that was no paper, whatever. So I just feel like I don't. Yeah, so we're going to get out of here. But I just want to shout out to my godson. You will always be my godson in my heart. You know, whether or not your mom comes to her senses is on her. And I would, you know, not make amends to be cool with her ever again, but to make amends just so I could have a relationship with him, I would do that. I miss my boy. 100.
All right. That was my only boy. Baby boy. Shout out to everybody once again who tuned in tonight. We appreciate you for tuning in. We're going to get out of here with some more My Philly 50-50. We don't just talk on the radio. We rap, too. Shout out to Buddha Month, Wu-Tang.
Bill,
yo,
Jackson, let me get those. Buddha, Black, use it on our nigga.
My nigga Ace up in the building. Leaf, baby.
Introducing the killer from the villa. Two carved in the skin, let the games begin. Born killer, born winner. Born, not Jason, but born with supremacy. My blood is royalty when blood is called for blood count. If one of my niggas down, take blood now. See how that works? I blood on you hounds. Take with my team from the zoo to boogie down. Make me mad, get rude on you clowns. Easy pass, take root in your town. Ask about me, then the rule starts now. When that blood that I mentioned, so woo on your clown. Call touches, tell her bring duchess. Toast to the fifth ace, yeah, we in this bitch. 40 cal on the come up, getting blamed for this shit. Judge, it wasn't I was lazy with a trick. I'm a ball.
Can't stop my focus.
These
cats got nothing. Can't stop, cause I'm coming from my side.
Yeah.
Why
I hope these niggas listen. All this body is the body.
Greasy, no, you can't see me even if I was on TV. Shit on that bullshit, nigga. See me when you see me. But cheese on the beef, turning it to baked CDs. Painful intense, now this ghost got a Ouija. Chuckle like hee hee, nigga coming like a pee pee.